Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
A pleasant good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you, as always, by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Happy wet Thursday to you. Hopefully you're doing well, you're staying healthy, and you're making it as best you can here as we continue on in our COVID-19 world. Big day out there for North Carolinians, as we find out a little bit later this afternoon from Governor Roy Cooper. What changes, if any, he intends to make to the stay-at-home order? Will we be extending that? Will we be starting to relax some of those policies at the state level? And then ultimately, what that will mean for the trickle-down into county and town jurisdiction throughout the state of North Carolina. Governor Cooper set to address the state at 3 o'clock today. You've heard about that here this morning on WATA, and we intend to make the best of that information a little bit later on and pass along what the business ramifications and some of our community ramifications of that may be as we go throughout our chamber reporting a little bit later tonight. So we'll see what we've got there. Hey, speaking of reporting, we were able to report some pretty cool numbers yesterday. We had our Takeout Tuesday earlier this week. Wednesday is the day where we call around and get everybody to report their numbers in, and last night we were able to get all of the tallies, 31 different food distribution sites, restaurants in the Watauga County Schools food distribution program. All of those places, 31 places, reported 10,293 meals served on Tuesday alone. That is obviously a high watermark for the 4 weeks of the Takeout Tuesday program. That brings our cumulative total to 35,464 meals served and distributed by those partners. The restaurants, the food distribution programs in the community. And as we've touched on before, not only is that great to support the local businesses that are trying their very, very best to stay solvent and stay active in these interesting economic times, but this also helps keep food in our community. The more of those restaurants that are open, the more balance we see amongst all of the other food distribution programs. So the Watauga County Schools program isn't leaned on too heavily. Some of the other nonprofit outreach programs aren't leaned on too heavily if there is more food abundant in the community. And as we've touched on before, not everybody in our community has the means to cook every meal of theirs. So they really rely on the restaurants to be able to get them food at various times of day. So again, 10,293 meals yesterday. That is an impressive total. Thank you all for doing what you have done, not only to support our restaurants on Takeout Tuesday, but also for your report of support of Shop Local Saturday. That was the first of a series of events like that that we'll be doing throughout the rest of 2020. Just again to remind folks to intentionally make local purchase decisions when at all possible. Shop Local Saturdays, sure, maybe singular events on a singular day, but what it's really meant to do is bring awareness overall to the ways that you can engage with your local business community. And you all answered the call and then some on Saturday. Hearing from the retailers and the store owners and the employees in those stores, when they see people that go out of their way to make that local purchase decision, it gives them certainly a boost of morale. Same thing for the customers, I think, as well. When you visit a store, see a store online that maybe was one of the ones that was on your daily routine, and you see them getting creative and trying to survive, there's also that same kind of pride about, hey, that's my place. I'm going to support my place. And we saw quite a little bit of that going on this weekend. So again, we'll do Shop Local Saturday specifically on the third Saturday of every month throughout the course of the rest of 2020, and certainly appreciate your involvement with that. We do have a few chamber events I do want to get to you. All of these virtual, so don't worry about actually having to put on real clothes. You can stay in the sleep pants and dressy shirt if you want to. We've got one coming up this afternoon, Lunch Bite Stuff. From 12 o'clock to 1, we're talking accounting in the COVID-19 world, really specifically about how those of you that have business interests that are receiving loan funds or grant funds, some of those funds have very specific ways that you need to account for where those monies are spent. And even furthermore, those of you that have gotten the Paycheck Protection Plan, the PPP loans, don't really yet know what those guidelines are. So what we did today is we got Brady Combs from Combs Tenant Carpenter and Ron Elmore from the SBTDC that will be visiting with us from 12 o'clock to 1 to just kind of iron out some best practices. We may not know all the answers yet, especially with PPP reporting, but we can give you some good accounting procedures that should take you along the road to compliance when those guidelines come out. So we'll be doing that from 12 to 1. That's our virtual Lunch and Learn series, Lunch Bites. You can still register online for that at boonechamber.com, just as you do any other event registration. Tonight from 7 to 8, we have our virtual after hours. We're excited about that. That will go on again from 7 to 8, same way to register, just like you do for every after hours, online at boonechamber.com. Once you register for these events, you'll get the online meeting instructions for them upon completion of your registration. So just keep that in mind. That's, again, from 7 o'clock to 8 tonight. We're going to put people in breakout rooms for a little while, let you network a little bit, as well as pass along some other information to you. So make sure you join us for that. Then we've got the Keep Boone Healthy Run, Walk, Move Virtual Marathon coming up this weekend. And that's what we're going to talk about on the program today with Talia Freeman from Beach Mountain Resort. Talia, one of the event organizers, going to tell us how in the world you put together a virtual marathon, but how this event will help impact some of the great organizations in our community that are doing so much good, you know, from a nonprofit engagement standpoint, making sure people stay fed, stay motivated. This is a big opportunity for them to gain some valuable funds. So we'll talk to Talia Freeman when we come back from the timeout. You are listening this morning to Mind Your Business, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce and presented by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you, as always, by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson joined here, as I mentioned during the break, by Talia Freeman, who is the Director of Marketing for Beach Mountain Resort and one of the organizers for this weekend's Keep Boone Healthy Virtual Run, Walk, Move event. So, Talia, I appreciate you being on. We'll talk a little bit about the event in a second. But, you know, you have been involved in marketing at Beach Mountain for some time and are one of the most creative marketers in the area. What has this whole COVID-19 world brought to your attention as someone who creates content, likes to push content in front of people, and now I'm sure you're probably seeing different ways that people are engaging?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for letting me be here. I think this is an interesting time right now for everybody, but I do find it really intriguing how engaged the consumer is right now online. You know, we've seen a 70% increase in Facebook usage over this last month, which, you know, honestly, in the high country is unheard of because this is kind of a shoulder season for us. So that kind of leads me to believe that the consumer is really engaged. I think people are looking for like a personal connection right now. So this is a really good time for you to get out there, be creative, not worry about how polished your message is. People don't care. They just want to know that you're trying and they want to have some kind of connection with your brand and your business. And, you know, this is just a good way to be creative. And I've been really impressed with all of our local partners and how creative everyone's been. It's been a breath of fresh air for sure.
A couple of days ago, we had you speak as part of a group to businesses that were seeing increases in their need for social media. We've seen so many businesses in our community that have taken their entire storefront and moved that storefront online, or maybe they're not able to sell at all currently, and they're having to find unique ways to identify with customers. You just mentioned a second ago, it doesn't have to be polished. If there's somebody out there listening to this conversation and they're going to be motivated to maybe jump into it, what are some of the easier ways for people to begin to experiment with not only their message and how they create it, but how they connect with their audience? If they're asking them to sell, what is it that makes them sell? Or if they're asking them to just check out an article or a thing on their site, what are some of those driving things that maybe somebody can use to actually get people to become aware of their content?
A couple local businesses that have done a really good job of this, the Horton Hotel. And we actually talked with Andrea the other day. She's done a really good job of just an empathetic, honest really real approach to her marketing message. And, you know, they've been selling little Boone happy bags. So they really kind of tied in a positive, like feel good feeling with their messaging. Another local business I've noticed that's done a really good job with their Instagram and Facebook story is Kindly Kitchen. I have been really impressed with, you know, it's them cooking at home or showing different recipes. They've been selling produce boxes. So the week leading up to it, they'll show you how to cook different things in the boxes. So it kind of gets you excited and intrigued to try something new. And again, you know, this kind of thing doesn't have to be perfect. I think people are scrolling through their phones right now. They're looking at your Instagram story. They just, you know, want a connection there, want to see what you're doing.
Talia Freeman joining us. She is the director of marketing for Beach Mountain Resort, one of the organizers behind the Keep Boone Healthy virtual run, walk, move event that we'll talk about here in just a few moments as we continue to kind of talk a little bit of that digital strategy by area businesses right now. We'll find out some information later today as we speak here on Thursday about stay-at-home orders and should they be extended and whatnot. There's going to be a need again for people to communicate how this next change is going to affect how they do business. You know, sometimes people get caught up in timeliness. Sometimes people get caught up in content creation, and that takes a little while longer. What's the general rule of thumb for you when you need to get a message out quickly for Beach Mountain? How do you balance the whole timeliness versus the quality of the content?
I think there's different platforms that can enable you, like, for example, you know, Instagram, you really want to look for a highly visual picture. If I have, you know, a quick important message, a lot of times I'll use the Instagram story function instead because that does get a lot more views. Facebook, you know, sometimes can enable you to share an event or a platform or just a message and people are going to see that. And then Twitter, you can, you know, certainly do a lot more posts and a lot more continued repetition there. And it certainly doesn't have to be quite as polished. So I just try to pay attention to what platform that I'm using. Make sure it's grammatically sound. I mean, that's obviously important to my brand. And yeah.
I think people that have some time on their hands these days too may start diving into some of the analytics. How much do you rely on that data to tell you about your audience and who's looking at what, where they're looking from, and ultimately how you can tailor some of your messages?
I mean, that to me is the most it's the most interesting thing about my job comparative to when I started 10 years ago. I mean, you have all this data at your fingertips. So, you know, our market on Facebook is, it's mostly women. And then Instagram is the complete opposite. It's a male dominant audience for us. So, you know, we really look at those. We look at the insights tell you, you know, what time of day people are most responsive. You know, the post, you can really see what type of post people are engaging with. So you can really take a look at, you know, the last 3 months of your content and figure out what works and what doesn't. And a lot of times it's trial and error. I mean, I'm definitely not perfect. I do a lot of things that fail, but utilizing those insights really give you the ability to see what works and improve your messaging from that.
Interesting insights on the digital side from Talia Freeman, Director of Marketing for Beach Mountain Resort. She and Danny Wilcox of the Weekend So You Can Foundation and some others have helped put together a virtual run, walk, move marathon on Saturday under the Keep Boone Healthy guys. We're going to talk about that next and how you can engage with that and just how in the world you put together a virtual marathon. That comes your way after this here on Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson joining you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, visiting with Talia Freeman of Beach Mountain Resort, the Director of Marketing, and co-director of the virtual marathon this weekend, the Keep Boone Healthy Virtual Walk Run Move. Whichever one of the three that you would like to do, you can do that for a good cause this weekend. So, Talia, before we get into the specifics, how in the world did you guys come up with this idea?
Well, Brandon McKeever, who's the bar manager at A&B, he has really taken a personal initiative to fundraise and just do good things for the community. So actually, this first concept of this was his idea. And Danny and I and Brandon kind of worked together to just come up with a simple event. So, you know, it's really just about moving, getting active, and showing support for this Keep Boone Healthy initiative. And then, you know, obviously through this, we're hoping to fundraise for some various local organizations.
I know that Brandon has earned his grassroots fundraiser badge through this whole entire process. He's been involved with a number of groups on Facebook, just trying to identify smaller pockets of the community that may not be getting some of the fundraising outreach or just the outreach in general. So really cool to see that he's been involved in this. So what's the way for people to engage? I mean, the obvious plea here is to get off your couch, get out of your chair, get away from the Zoom meetings, and move a little bit. So how did you take that plea and structure that into an opportunity to fundraise and get people up and moving?
Yeah, so it's this Saturday, April 25th. You can register online. There's a Facebook event. It's under Appalachian Mountain Brewing Company. It's also under Beach Mountain Resort, but it's Keep Boone Healthy, Walk, Run, Just Move. So on Saturday, anytime from morning to night, you can go outside or you can do it inside, just move, do something active. You could run on a treadmill, run around the house. You could walk, you could bike, you can row. I mean, anything that gets you active. When you register online, it's going to ask you for a donation. You can donate as little as $1, $1 for an organization like Watauga County Schools is impactful. That would help pay for a meal. Register your entire family, and we're going to email you a bib number. The bib number is just a printed piece of paper. You can print it out at home. It's really more or less for a photo op. But what we're asking you to do is take your picture on Saturday with your bib number and use the hashtag Keep Boone Healthy. And we're going to award some fun prizes based on those uploaded pictures. So we've got some donations from local businesses like App Mountain Brewing Company, Mike Boone with Magic Cycles has graciously donated some gift cards for a biking category. So we're just going to get fun with it. The organizations that we are supporting through this are Watauga County Schools, Hunger and Health Coalition, Hospitality House, Farm Cafe, Quiet Givers, Mountaineer, Emergency Fund, Our Community Listens and Responds, Appalachian Regional Healthcare, and Habitat for Humanity. So again, you know, we just want this to be fun and relaxed and get people active.
Will the monies that are raised go to all of those groups evenly, or do you get the opportunity to maybe select your favorite or the one that tugs at your heartstrings the most?
Yeah, that's a good question. So when you register, it's going to ask you what your donation is. Like I said, a dollar. You're going to then choose which organization you want your funding to go towards.
Awesome. And so far, what's the response been like?
It's been great. I know like Scott Elliott just pushed it out with Watauga County Schools. So we've had a lot of people support that. And really it's been kind of evenly distributed across the organizations, but people are getting excited about it. And, you know, they're looking for things to do and ways to stay active. And, you know, my favorite thing about this, you know, this negative, somewhat negative situation we're all in is just how close it's made some families. And I love seeing the family interactions online. So this is a great way to get your family and just do something good for the community.
So again, the Keep Boone Healthy Run, Walk, Just Move Marathon, virtual marathon coming up this weekend. You can also access the same information, the event available on the Keep Boone Healthy Facebook page, in addition to Beach Mountain, in addition to Appalachian Mountain Brewery. Just go find it, register. Again, you can donate as little as a dollar, as much as you'd like. And again, some very important community organizations that are doing incredibly important work right now. And this fundraising will help them continue to do that no matter how much longer we're involved in this current process. Final thing for you, Talia, before we let you go, you know, you mentioned family interaction as one of the positives. I think one of the other positives out of this is creativity, and just seeing how people take maybe some of the mundane kind of rut type things that they did in their daily grind and have figured out a way either to replicate them in a virtual way or just completely revision things. Anything that maybe you can say to continue to motivate people in that regard as it relates to brand sharing and looking at ways that we will need to repackage our area and think about how we communicate that and our availability here to the world outside of the high country as we get closer to time to welcome people back. Any thoughts on how maybe that welcome message may come together?
Well, I keep harping on that people are really engaged right now. I also think that this has really forced a lot of people that aren't, that wouldn't deem themselves as being tech savvy. They're learning all of this and they're learning how to be engaged online. So that really just sets you up for, you know, a good platform. And it's hard right now to know what the right message is, but I would just choose an empathetic and honest approach and just keep trying, and I think you'll be successful.
Well, Talia, we appreciate your time this morning, and certainly appreciate your insights on things that is elements and subjects that are hitting everybody right now for sure. So thank you again, and best of luck with the event this weekend.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Talia Freeman. I'm David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber. That does it for this installment of Mind Your Business, again presented by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. We'll be right back with you again next week, same time, same place, on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.